One of my trigger sentences is everything happens for a reason. It doesn't, life is chaos, and then we attempt to put an order on that chaos. And I want to be in the industry. So I suppose I've been in different elements of the industry because I want to be working. And so therefore, I will do different things that have to do with storytelling and creation.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Chai with Rai, a life and culture podcast diving into the mindset and business of being a creative. I am your host, Rai, and each week I bring you a guest or a fruitful message from the creative industry, all while sipping and spilling some hot chai. Now, if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. If you love this podcast and are listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, or wherever you are streaming your podcast from, if you could do me a kind favor and make sure to rate the podcast down below and share it on your stories, on the WhatsApps, on social, and spread the word. It organically grows the show and connects us with listeners who haven't tuned in before, and overall, as I always say, it just shares the love. So spread it on your iMessage, spread it on your family groups, just spread it. Also, if you haven't done so already, you can now become a patron, aka a supporter of Chai with Rai, by signing up on Patreon for £5, or as I love saying it in this accent, $5.50 each month. Your subscription will help support the show, but also get you exclusive behind-the-scenes footages and some extra juicy things. I'll put the link for the Patreon channel, as well as all of the other links mentioned in this episode, in the description of the episode, so make sure to check that out. So last year, I released an 8-episode short audio storytelling series on Chai with Rai called Symphonies of Beaded Threads. Each of these stories had a different genre, their own theme, their own voice, and a style. Now this is going to be following that. As most of you know, one of the things that is the heart of Chai with Rai is storytelling and the minds behind it. So this is going to be a conversation with the writers who wrote those pieces. P.S. I will make sure to put in the bio of this episode the link to their stories, so make sure to check those out. But without further ado, let's warm up our cuppas and let's dive into a juicy conversation with writer Carmina Bernhardt, who wrote Brain Freeze for the series Symphonies of Beaded Threads. So I want to start the interview firstly by thanking you, because I have been trying to get you on the show for such a long time, and finally we have made it. So my first question is going to be, and this is your only interview, so this is an exclusive, by the way, but I want to know, I know that you are also multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary, whatever you want to call it, but I'm interested to know, and I've asked this to everybody, how did you get into so many facets from the industry? Because you act, you produce, you direct, you write, you coach. How did it all come to be?
It happens out of an imperative to actually have happenings happen. Otherwise, things don't happen. One of my trigger sentences is everything happens for a reason. It doesn't, life is chaos. And then we attempt to put an order on that chaos. And I want to be in the industry. And therefore, as things come up that I enjoy to do, then I will do them. I've also done things that I don't enjoy. And then I don't do them anymore.
For the money.
Yeah. So I suppose I've been in different elements of the industry because I want to be working. And so therefore, I will do different things that have to do with storytelling and creation.
So in all of this, what is your favorite part of the job?
Well, I think I discovered that, and that's partly what my piece is about. My favorite part of the job that I've been ignoring, which is creating for absolutely no reason, which I guess does link into like how I wish to disprove the theory that everything happens for a reason, and that actually creation happens for no reason at all, and pure joy. And so I'm building my coaching business, and growing pains. So I had a very pricey booking. And then as I was going towards my booking, two of the students canceled for that night, last minute. And that's fine, they can. But it means that I would be then not even breaking even with the students that were going to come, but that I'd be like literally paying to work. And I wasn't interested in that. So energetically. So at that time. So I let the other ones know that I was going to cancel the session that night, but I decided to keep the booking because it would have been literally like begging for them to just cancel it an hour before the booking started, which wasn't going to happen. And so I spent 3 hours just by myself in a gigantic studio with really high ceilings, and I made the mood lighting, you know, atmospheric for me and my creation. And I sang, I played the piano, I did some voice work, I rolled on the floor, I put my legs up the wall. I just did whatever I felt like doing for 3 hours straight. And it was a confronting exercise to experience what it was like to spend time in relationship with my creative soul with absolutely no output required.
So I'm kind of intrigued to know this, and this is kind of like a provoke thought, because it's interesting that whenever you and I meet, you kind of create things for me. I don't know if I've ever told you this, including the series, which happened after one of our Dishoom breakfasts. But going back to the question, I'm really intrigued in this, and I've been asking myself this question, that what does my ideal week look like? What does it feel like if the world is my oyster and it's, you know, it's full of possibilities and there's no objects of challenges there? What does it look like? And I'm interested to know what your answer to that is.
So doing that 3 hours of creative soul relating with myself, I realized that part of my week needs to have at least two or three hour block of doing exactly that. And for now, I'm the one paying myself to do it. But yes, of course, ideally, then someone else will finance that space, which I suppose is what does happen if people get an advance on a book or they're writing. And I suppose writing makes sense because we make an agreement of what the story is, and then here's some money for you to go do it. Or we make an agreement for what the script is or what the show's going to be. So we do get we get an advance on what we create. However, I don't currently necessarily want anything to be created from that time. And what my creative soul made very clear to me was that it was very angry at me, and there was a lot of grief of being ignored in that sense of everything I do, and especially in the last, well, I can't even remember how long, when I tried to think about how long it's been since I've just played creatively for no good reason, and it's been a very long time. And so ideally, I made that choice of, I want this year and going forward to take up more space in the world. And part of that taking up space is then to have a space for myself to literally do whatever I want. Because so much of what I've created, in at least my current memory, has been about achieving projects or making connections or finishing something or doing a task with someone else or serving another person's creative journey. And all of that has an end game, and it's very easy to see what that end game is. There is nothing to see in terms of just spending time with myself creatively. And so ideally, in terms of what I'd want an ideal week to be, that would be a part of it.
It's so lovely and such a privilege to have these conversations with creatives, because I think the more you talk about these things, the more you realize we have a shared connection with our creative soul, and we need to kind of dive into that a little bit more, because I don't know if you feel like this. I have honestly felt like this for the last couple of months, years or something, that I feel like unless you are subscribing to this hustle mentality or like this kind of like monetary value of what success is, or this pinnacle of what success is meant to look like from an industry perspective, you are not connected creatively, or you are not doing enough. And I'm trying to unsubscribe to myself. So I'm doing a lot of inward work. And one of the things that I've started doing is like looking in the mirror, or just kind of like working in being wisdomist or wise to myself, or being kind to myself, being gentle to myself, and really understanding that this is something bigger than, this is something innate between, this is what speaks to my soul. And what I'm intrigued to know is, for you and I, when we have these conversations, feels the same. And if you looked in that mirror right now, that gentle neutral mirror, as people are passing us by and looking at us and being like, what is happening? What words of wisdom would you give to yourself?
today or like?
Yeah, today, as you go into the gender neutral toilet and, you know, as one is about to pee or poo themselves, but you catch yourself in the reflection on the side and you're like, catch a moment. And you're like, what words of wisdom would you say?
Yes, I suppose watching oneself pee is confronting. It's okay to pee.
That's what you'll say to yourself.
It's okay to pee. I don't know what I'd say. I suppose I've been trying to say it in a little bit of written text because it's been written in the current state of mind that I am. So it's like any piece of writing, an exploration of an attempt to express images through words to connect to a feeling that is universal.
Okay, two more questions and then we're going to dive into the piece. So I am very much in this chapter of my life wanting to feel joyful and bring joyfulness to other people. So I would like to ask you, pal, what are some of the things that make you feel joyful? And in return, what are some of the things that you do for others that makes them feel joyful?
I don't know that I'm in a space right now to pass on my joy.
All right, well, what are some things that make you feel joyful? Your cats make you feel joyful, right?
My cats definitely make me joyful, and I don't want to pass those on. I want to pass on the message that people should have cats. Cats bring joy or allergies, and that's not joyful. I don't think I have an answer to that one, actually.
Should we talk about,
I think that's partly like the thing about being scattered and being tending to all of the threads that I have, so that I can then experience joy handling all of the different avenues of things that I'm doing. Ideally, the joy is in the act of creation.
So interesting for me to experience you like this because.
Yeah, this is something that, yeah, I am not necessarily feeling it that deeply, but people have been reflecting it back to me, which is interesting. And then I'm like, this is just me.
You're like insecure much? Pushing your feelings
this
on me much?
This is just me. But I do acknowledge that it's, if people's experience of me is centered and enthusiastic, it would be quite a shock to see the still part of myself.
I so agree with you on that because recently I have also been going through moments of reservation, and my close community or my close people that are experiencing that, they're always like, oh my god, is everything okay? Because what if I'm not on a 10, or if I'm not a vibrant, full of energy bundle of things myself? Well, I cannot be that. And I actually am learning to enjoy moments of stillness and moments of inwardness, if that makes sense. And it's actually really, really thrilling for me to be in that. And I kind of almost compare it to, you know, when you go on a date and there's that dead silence. I used to hate that, and I used to hate it in like social spaces as well, but there's a part of me that really enjoys that now, to a point when, you know, like you go to these industry events or you go to spaces that you're unknown of or you don't know anybody, I kind of just go inwards and I go and find my little corner and I just say, let them come to me, or like, I'm fine, I'm absolutely okay observing and taking it in. And yeah, I think it's a social construct or a social thing about, we kind of can experience all of these depthfulness. And I think when the close community people around us experience that and are okay with that, that says a lot, because a lot of who we are sometimes requires us to be at different parts of ourselves, like a canvas almost. And it's okay sometimes to be blank, to go inwards. There's a lot of metaphorical things and gaps in the meanings that I'm sure people will be able to find it out of, but yeah.
And whether we're still or sparkling, it's still water. Natural spring water.
Well, let's talk about the piece. I'm interested to know, now that we've recorded it, how did it come to be? How do you feel like it's going to go? Where did it stem from? And all of those juicy things.
I've been teaching an improv class on Zoom, and so I've been delving into improv games and improv exercises and finding different things to offer to people. and a deeper understanding of things that I've done before in terms of games and exercises. And so recently did a class where the theme was about prompts and how in improv, which I suppose is actually everything, in improv we use prompts from the outside. We always look and listen with our whole bodies. So not just like listening, but also feeling, looking. And we look for the inspiration for our next move or our next idea to come from outside of ourselves. And so that's then how I approached your prompt of what do I think of when I think of all of these words together as you presented them? What do I think of when I take the words individually? And I let myself have an improv in my own brain of the different stories or images that popped into my head. And so what eventually came is when I thought about the word, and it happened to me looking at my hair and noticing that I had a lot of split ends. And the breaks in hair and the knots in hair, and how hair is like a thread. And then I thought about from that how when there are a lot of threads or a lot of hair and there's these breaks in them, like, and how the breaks can just happen and either split off or just be like just a perfect little break, and how does that happen? And then it got me thinking about when you get gum stuck in your hair.
That's fun.
And then a line popped into my head, just a sentence. The first line popped into my head, which is, well, it's changed slightly because I've played around with some of the words in it. What originally did pop into my head was I put my head in the freezer, because you know when you've got gum in your hair, and if you freeze the gum, if you put ice cubes on the gum, it'll harden the gum so you can chip it out. And then that got me thinking of what did I mean by that? So I kept playing around with that sentence and how I feel like it relates to what I experienced in the confrontation with my creative soul of there's gum everywhere, gummying up my brain, gummying up my body, and I need to address it through time and space in order to freeze it and start chipping away the gum, the block, the X's or the whatever, the blocks or the X's or whatever you want to call it, that stop the creative flow and stop the inspiration and expression that comes from communicating with other people and the world around me. Yeah, so that's where I went with your prompt.
Well,
you love a warm, juicy, still Carmina.
Yeah, absolutely love it. Well, it's time to get into the last question, and yeah, let's do it. So everybody loves a rant, you love a rant, I love a rant. We just love a rant. So you get 30 seconds to rant about anything and everything that you want. However, you have to end or start your rant with what the chai.
One of the many threads that I'd like to rant about.
Well, I mean, you can rant about everything and anything, a million things if you want to, as long as you do it within 30 seconds. And like I said, as long as you start or end your rant with what the chai. This is Carmina Bernhardt. Are you ready? You're ready. Okay, thumbs up. Great. This is Carmina Bernhardt. 30 seconds of what the chai. Go.
What the chai?
Stop speaking to each other in public. The strangers that we encounter, whether it's at the coffee machine or at on the tube, at the doors. When did we stop actually communicating with words instead of pointing or with grunts? And I appreciate that maybe some people are... Wait, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's... Just no, I can't. Bitch, don't.
What the chai?
That's 30 seconds.
It is 30 seconds.
Oh my god, I was only getting warmed up.
30 seconds to rap.
Damn.
That's out of your system.
Yeah, it actually does feel like it's out of my system now.
Yeah.
Just getting pointed, having my coffee pointed at instead of just like, or if he doesn't want to speak, he could have just like handed it to me. And then I'd have been like, oh, wow, that's so kind. Thank you.
Chivalry doesn't exist anymore.
And just point at the coffee that I need to move. Very strange.
Well, everyone, that brings us to the end, and I hope you enjoyed that. I will put all of the information for the artist, the Patreon channel, in the descriptions of this episode, so make sure to check that out. This was part one of a two-parted episode. Make sure to keep an eye out, as part two will be coming out soon. Don't forget to share this, comment, do all of that juicy stuff. And as of now, I will leave you as I always do, which is breathe in and breathe out. Namaskar, which is copyrighted, and I will sue. See you next time. Stay curious.